You almost made me laugh there, Sky.
I look comfy as hell.
You do.
You fucking scrub.
And
Raz, take it away.
Oh my god, you didn't even do the right intro.
Oh.
Me? Do you think I have the energy levels to introduce us?
That's where we bring in Core.
I peaked.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the Z Team.
Yay, okay, that was great. Let's do this.
So,
good take.
Last time you all made your way.
We didn't even do the intro right.
Yeah, gee, who's playing today? What's happening? Who's our DM? Oh, God!
Nobody cares.
Oh, my God.
We're all robots.
Hey, everybody, we're the Z Team. We're not the first. We're not the second. We're actually the last people you'd ever expect because Sky can't do the fucking intros. I'm Daniel. I'm a player. I'm Maple, the ninja. Core, who are you?
Core.
Popcorn, Core. Yeah.
Wait, we're popcorning people? I don't
yes.
like this.
I popcorn Core.
This is terrible.
I'm Core and I'm playing L. Popcorn Coop.
I'm Coop and I'm playing our rogue Roland. Popcorn Raz.
You're not a rogue, you're a wizard with no spells.
That wasn't me, that was Sky. But anyway. I'm Raz and I'm always last. Popcorn Sky. Oh. Oh wait, and I'm also playing Ekrem, I think. For the most part, I'm playing Ekrem. I get told what to do a lot, but I'm trying.
My brain is broken.
This guy still fucked up the intro because he's not introducing
yeah.
himself.
Come on, buddy!
Hi, I'm Sky.
Night reveal.
All right, let's move on.
We're like 5 minutes in and we still haven't introduced ourselves.
And he's the DM. All right, take it away, Sky. Backstory us, please. Wow us with your flavor text so we can break another glass floor.
No.
And that's where we're at, people. He forgot.
All right, so you...
Oh, come on!
We're actually on a weekly schedule now, and you're fucking it up.
I have no excuse. You found yourselves in the secret tunnel used by the king, Keakif of Karkul, mm-hmm. and Chotstan. And you made your way through the tunnel and found yourself in a large carpet room, which you later discovered also had a mirror on one of the carpets. Putting enough spell energy, or spell slots roughly, into it allowed you guys to teleport into a small carpet shop and teleport yourself all the way into the city of Karkul, bypassing 90% of your major problems. Once there, Elle was able to cast tongues on herself so that she knew the language of the Chostani. We're just going to call it that and not put an actual flavor name on it. And you made yourselves through the streets and found yourself in the Arcane District, where you found a tavern called the Bottomless Cauldron. You had some drinks, some food, you rested up, you relaxed, bought a room even, and then the next day you guys made your plans and all that jazz to start heisting into the Great Palace. And as you made your way kind of to the streets towards, I believe, the market, you were grabbed into basically an alleyway by the last of the siblings known as Luft, the air elemental.
I thought we were done with this whole plan. We were just going to start selling merch.
Well, that's week one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, week one's we're promoting our shirt spec, team feck, and the feckers.
That one's not going to go well. Team Feck and the Feckers.
I just love it. It's a, hey, do you feck? Do you want to feck?
Here's the feck.
That's feck.
Let's put it. The feck. Put it on a t-shirt.
The feckers.
That's
we have,
which we did.
Entertainer last night.
I'm still. We put Ekrem it on was still wearing one.
And parachuted it.
You realize that has to be our first line of merge is pins and shirts that just say feck.
Team Feck. Yeah, of course.
What was it again? It was
Fire Eater, I think.
Fire Eater, Ekrem,
Cold Shoulder, and
Kensei.
Kensei.
Me and Ekrem had the normal names while Roland and
because you guys Hill didn't care. He's like, all right, I'm bouncing off you. I'm feeding you, and you guys are like, we don't give a shit. You captured us, and he was like, fair enough.
I needed to end it. Well, it's better than
Ekrem, who's just like, my name is Ekrem, and he's like, come on, give me something. He's like, Ekrem.
Big, yeah,
I needed to end it with a K, is what I needed to do.
You summon a Psy, or a Glaive, or a weird spear thing? How about we call you a weird spear boy? Nope? Okay, cool.
I'm just saying, if I would have went with another letter, it wouldn't have worked.
True. Yeah, thank God we weren't easy.
For censorship reasons.
For censorship reasons. It was all planned out.
Yeah, totally.
So we're in front of the air elemental Luft.
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 Isn't that like German for...
It's German for air.
Yeah, that word.
Yeah.
99 Luft balloons. 99 air balloons.
Yep. I've heard that song.
Oh.
Congratulations.
We are standing in front of another one of your elementals. That is good to know. Tell me, what magical item do you drop?
Hold on. The fact he's already in the city kind of makes our whole journey here a moot point. I just want to point that out.
Why is that?
Because he's already in the city. He could have done everything we're doing.
No.
Why not?
He's our connection to Erd now.
But he's a superpowered elemental. Guys, all the rest of them are superpowered. Why can't he be?
I'm just a level one boy. Please don't hurt me.
He only knows how to levitate.
I'm just saying, you got the genocidal water chick, the fire guy I've never met, and then you've got fucking Earth boy who could crush mountains with his fist. If this guy can't lift castles with his breath, then I'm out.
I'll tell you what I can do. And he billows his small cape in the back. Now...
You stole that, and I don't like it.
Tell me, friend, are you from Darude?
What?
Are you from Darude?
Sandstorm?
No, that's what's made in the desert. I'm asking if you're from a specific place.
Oh. I thought he was going for the sun, too.
What is happening? Da-da-da-da-da!
Da-da-da-da-da! That's copyright,
okay, buddy. Well, copyright. If you do it too good, we might get struck. Which doesn't take a lot because it's Darude's.
My audio wave. Do you got
it? Yeah, peaked. It peaked.
Can you guys hear me now?
No.
Yes.
So, what is your purpose in the city?
Oh, I'm just sightseeing.
Beautiful.
Are you able to be in contact with your.
You would not know I was here. Mostly because I try to stay invisible most of my time. I don't know what the fuck accent this is, but it's head bobbing.
You're part of the elemental fucking sibling tribe here, and you can be invisible? Seriously, why are we here?
I understand. You can feel it, but you cannot see it.
Story of my life?
Woof.
Wow. That's got dark. So you're sightseeing, not involved in anything specific, dangerous, or otherwise.
Oh, I did kill a gang of catfolk that were stealing some merchandise, drugs, down in the palace yesterday.
Wait, you were in the palace?
Well, yeah, I'm an esteemed guest.
Oh.
Huh.
Why?
I'm old.
Cool. Hey, would you be able to send a message to your brother for us?
I haven't talked to Aerd in like... that asshole in like 300 years.
Wait, so who told you to come find us then?
That information I cannot leak at this present time.
Stop breaking the DM.
It was Ignacio, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Ignacio sent you here. It's a guiding beacon.
I felt like Ignacio's death like 2 months ago? A month ago?
He is not truly dead.
Yes, I'm wearing him.
You wear him well?
Thank you. I thought I fit quite nicely.
I assume you mean you have his heart inside your armor.
Well, I'm wearing it, but yes.
Well, we could, you know what? Let's keep it there. He has his moments, but,
Really? You don't want me to rip out your brother's heart and give it to you?
No. We can bring Ignacio back?
He's a good guy, but honestly, he's a little bit hot-headed. He'd probably just... You know, I don't know what plan you guys are. I'm not going to pretend to know. I'm just going to assume you guys are sightseeing like me.
We're selling t-shirts.
This guy's kind of airheaded. Can we just go?
You're selling t-shirts? Like, that's yes. a good cover.
Team Feck, here you go, and I give up one. Wear it proudly.
Or we'll see. Is that our last t-shirt? Are we going to need that for advertising?
I've got more.
Do you have one in a small? I'm a bit on the smaller stature.
Then it's a fucking Feck dress. Wear it.
Are you being a bit demeaning to me?
Not at all.
I think you just kicked sand on my shoes.
We had to use the other shirts as parachutes.
So they're also inflatable parachutes?
Give it a try.
No, they're just literally cloth that we had to tie together for wind resistance and drag.
They're all mundane featherfall.
Ah, that's a good spell. You should always have it learned.
Indeed.
Roland is just like sweating a little bit and like pulling his collar away.
No one must know he pulls out a sword. He's ready to shank this air boy. Wait, you said you can go invisible, yes?
Yeah.
And also have the power to promote t-shirts?
I didn't say the last one.
Well, you do now. You can show that. You can wear that to the Emperor and show off our very wonderful shirts. To promote business and marketing.
Okay, I'm having lunch with him, like, in, like, a few hours. Do you guys want to come?
Reach into...
No.
To something. I pull out a crate of Feck shirts. Here you go.
Where did that...
I'm a terrible dinner guest.
Where did you get a crate?
I hit up a goblin on the way here. Quite crafty those guys are.
Are you trying to get me to sell t-shirts? In the king's palace?
Yes.
Okay. He Animal Crossing pockets it into his back pocket and stands there.
That'll be 200,000 pounds. Payable to Tom Nook.
He hands you a large bag with a dollar sign on it.
I grab it. I put it back in the bag. Perfect. Thank you.
Good transaction. All right. I'll see you on a random obstructive day when a seagull lands on your beach half dead. And he walks away.
Now,
all of that is copyright.
Yeah.
All right. Should I delete the force for 14 minutes of this?
We should just restart.
You gotta bleep all that out.
So he will wear the shirt, and he is going to lunch with the king. Did you guys want an invitation? I can get you in. Like, I don't know who you are, but you guys seem chill.
This seems like a good opportunity.
I'm confused. If you don't know who we are, then why did you pull us off to the side?
I was told by a person I am not allowed to reveal that there would be four figures who have been into the city. And since pretty much nobody besides Chostani are allowed in and out right now, either you guys have been here forever with your power level, I would have sensed that. But,
what's his name? Tim?
Who? Luft.
No.
The Incognito Man.
The Incognito Tim. Man, Tim.
You mean...
He wasn't incognito.
I don't know. The
information.
The information broker. Yeah, Shade. Okay.
Tim.
Don't know by that one. But he might have changed his name. Yeah, he did. He informed me that four figures of power would come to the city, and they would require my assistance. So here I am, that selling your t-shirts.
So now that you broke your pact with him not to tell us who told you to tell us, what does that mean for you?
Well, I'm a free agent. Do you guys want to hire me to sell your t-shirts?
I thought we already established that.
Yeah,
that's true.
For merchants, we do a nice solid 20% to keep them incentivized to sell more shirts.
What is this, a pyramid scheme?
No, you get 20% of the profits you make by selling our shirts.
It's commission based. Oh. So the more you sell, the more money you make.
Do I have to sign an agreement?
It varies. One involves blood, another involves the soul, but sometimes it just is good old pen and paper.
Let's go with pen and paper. Prefer that.
I slowly put away the soul contract, if you wish.
Not right now. Okay, so, the idea we have is...
we should probably not talk in the alley.
Don't worry.
We're just selling shirts.
Fair.
We have a way around this. We can go into the subconscious thought.
Communicate. I have a feeling he's going to be very loud if we let him in that.
Well, it's either that or we converse like this.
We can keep talking about the shirts out here. L.
Yeah. I was just making sure I can actually connect to that many people. And I can. So I open it up to...
I think you're up to six?
Thought I was at five. Uh-huh. But I'll take six.
No.
Yes, you will.
Bag, we get a space, random six.
We get a random pigeon involved in the conversation.
Oh, it's my mouse.
Okay.
So. You don't want to talk to him.
Like a, it sounded like a bird.
So, yes.
Hey, he's a little fucked up.
On the outside, we will continue talking about the shirt. This isn't thought talk. On the outside, we'll keep discussing the shirts, but right now we'll be inside your head discussing our plans of action.
Listen, there's a lot of things wrong in my head. I don't think you want to be in here.
It's not a full dive. It's just a simple conversation.
You think your thoughts, and then we'll hear, and you hear ours.
We just start hearing screaming.
What's the guy's name from Brooklyn Nine-Nine who just... Pimento? Just screaming.
Oh my
god. The guy's just standing there complacent looking at you.
So.
Okay, this is a little odd. Haven't felt this before.
So the obvious is we need you to be able to contact your brother, Erd.
Okay, yeah, we always have a connection. I can send him a bip-bop if you require.
Yeah, we're sending a platoon of soldiers through the secret entrance in Carcol.
Okay.
And we're going to use powers beyond a magic carpet ride, basically, to get soldiers into the palace when the invasion begins.
Okay, let me get this straight. You want to kill the king?
He is apparently the king of hell.
Okay.
And is not great for the livelihood of the world.
I might want to rescind that invitation for lunch.
I mean,
how about you just get us in the castle?
But see, it's so well guarded to the point where, like, if I just, like, bring you guys in and say, explore, you know, I'm not going to get looked at well. So...
Correct.
Methinks the dinner invitation could be an assassination. And, ugh, it's like a whole nother elven genocide with a geyser. Like, you know, you just don't want to be accomplices.
That was my thought process as well.
So,
So what exactly happened to instigate that genocide with the elves? Yeah.
With lunch, you can't really do a whole lot there, but I'm thinking... You guys can still see the palace when we're going to lunch.
What, did they serve sea creatures at Geyser's dinner banquet with the elves?
Did somebody try to assassinate her? Is that why she just decided to genocide them?
What's maybe the going rate on these like shirts?
Well, our insurance quality is all right. We start off with a 5 gold deductible, and depending on how injured you get, it can increase. The other side of things are that...
what does that have to do with shirts?
Yeah, also, why is Jake from State Farm coming to your shirt and repairing it?
We are doing an employment benefit package here, so they understand what they get along with selling t-shirts.
Oh.
Yes. You really thought this through. You're killing a king, you're committing regicide, but also, you've got a cool backup plan if it doesn't go through.
Yeah, in thought, he's been talking about the shirts on the outside. In thought talk, he's like, I'm a trained assassin who has had to take many jobs and tasks to kill kings and nobility. So,
and you've also made shirts. Plan,
yeah.
Actually, well, the shirts are new.
I had to do that at one time, yes.
Those aren't new. We've had those.
Yeah, for like a month.
Of course,
month.
I caused most of the accidents that the insurance claims got taken up on, but you could consider me kind of a disaster sequence in an insurance ploy.
He's a con man.
That's how I built up quite a bit of money in the background while I was dealing with some noblemen in Balabar. But no matter on that.
It should be noted that we are not planning to assassinate the king during this dinner.
No.
Step one is good. Okay, then we can do the dinner. I think that's absolutely fine.
Should be noted we're not really planning to assassinate the king, more just drop an army on his face.
Right. And then kill him.
Okay. This sounds pretty wacky and fun. I already sent a boop to Erd. Do you want me to send one to Geyser?
She and Erd have already been in contact of what we need from her.
She's somewhere in Froya right now. I don't know what she's doing down there. Last time she was there, not a lot of good things went down personally.
Yeah, no, we realize this. This is a terrible thing
Roland
for her to
just
be
sweating more now.
I think she was trying
Here's
to
a towel. Actually, it's a shirt.
I think she was trying to recruit reinforcements for us, but of course, may not go well. Hmm. Who knows? I've been surprised before.
What kind of armies are we looking at? Because, like...
Balabar.
Dwarven? Okay. Mm-hmm. When did you call them?
About 2 days ago. I think it's been 2 days.
Or has it even been a day?
It's been a day. One day. They'll be here in 8.
We've got decent ships. I think, they'll probably be on the shores in 4. All right. Well, that it? We got humans...
Well, we did want to scout out the castle, and again, your dinner invitation seems like the best option. However, us going as us may pose a problem.
Ah! I got Major Alter Self. I can change all y'all.
You can turn us to squirrels.
I don't think I'll have a place or seating for 4 squirrels. I might look like a bigger nutcase.
What kind of freaking dinner is this if we don't have seating for 4 squirrels?
A very racist human population.
One of which is apparently the devil. Like,
he should be open to squirrels. Just saying.
My next Thanksgiving, I'm 100% putting out a seating for squirrels.
Like 4 baby chairs made from wood. They're just sitting there. It's like, hey, these are for my friends I'm bringing over.
Like this big.
Okay, well, if you can change our appearance to make us look like your servants.
How's that gonna go down with the whole shirt thing, though?
Eunuchs?
I could be a brand ambassador.
Wait a minute. Roland, that's just it. You're our master. Akram is, the temple guard sent to watch over you as you're staying Chostan.
Hold on.
And me and El, of course, are your... Yes.
That disguise will fly out here on the streets. Once I step into the royal palace, my cover's blown instantly.
I thought that was the point of altering self.
But I'm 200 years behind on palace protocol. One slip up and that's it. I'm dead.
Okay, so we're all servants to Roland, but you're our Chostanian translator.
Sure, that works.
Perfect.
Perfect. You guys want to be serfs? Let's be serfs. Well, you'll all be serfs.
And Roland will be our master, so selling a t-shirt business.
Looks a little weak. Do you think he can carry the crate?
Well, that's what we're going to be doing.
Ah, okay. Hmm. I probably wouldn't keep it in the bag of holding. Probably have to trek it around.
Why? Yeah. Who doesn't own a bag of holding? What merchant have a bag of holding?
What merchant allows his serfs to hold the bag of holding?
So this guy, trust. That's the reason why he's selling shit.
I'm not giving you this fucking bag.
Alright.
I'll slit your throat.
Would you prefer to be the merchant then?
No, I'm a terrible businessman.
Clearly. So he does, the wind starts swirling a little bit about you and the sand picks up. And when they eventually it settles, you find yourselves looking completely different. All of you are human, and all of you look simple, blacker brown haired, brown eyed, dark skin to tan skin, and wear a very commonplace. The robes.
Except for Roland.
I look exactly the same.
Except you're not in your armor. You feel like you're still wearing it, but you're not in it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's basically just a mask that went on over top of you guys, except for Roland. He actually looks like he got nobled up. He's wearing high-end clothes, a little half beret on the top side of his head, and your ears are slightly hidden now.
So out of curiosity, will this disguise stand up to the literal king of hell?
Oh, God, no. If he Let's is, do I don't know. I didn't see him have any demonic actions or devilitions. He just kind of stood there and was like, let's eat. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Let's eat.
Well, how often has Tim been wrong?
Tim is very, very, very... The information broker is never wrong. He's slightly askew on some bits of information, but if he gets a good tip, he confirms it. So if he says that this guy is the king of hell, this motherfucker is the king of hell.
Well, and hey, we don't know what he does. Let's not judge.
Okay.
What?
So are we really going through with this dinner party?
What's a lunch? It's like an hour.
This lunch.
Have some fruit. This luncheon. Eat. Sell him a shirt, maybe. That'd be pretty cool.
If we could sell the King of Hell a Team Fact shirt, I think we win.
I have to call the campaign and I just leave. You guys are instantly level 20. It's just how it works. Oh,
the chicken Osnex goes like, son of a bitch, they're selling my merchandise. Those motherfuckers. She'll come down real quick, Ekrem, and then you'll have a chance to kill her.
Hey, if she's not here already, someone's missing out a golden opportunity.
You need to just skip out on the whole saving the world thing and become the devil's merch people.
Well, that's always an option.
What's that mark on the sleeve? Don't worry about it.
It's just a branding, you know, brand deal, branding. It's very good. Yeah. Also, your soul is ours. Anyway.
It's our brand. That makes perfect sense.
But at least you got the shirt at 25% off.
Yeah. And you have to wear that shirt until you die, and even after.
We take care of that's the life insurance policy is you die, and then they send you back with a shirt, and you have to sell a shirt for eternity.
Missed opportunities, guys. We had a whole army of undead advertisers.
Oh,
we fucked up.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go back to 10.
That could have been zombie. Hey,
Can you teleport us back to Tim?
Gone.
No,
because we gotta get that out for a quick loan. Okay, on a serious note though, so we're going up to this luncheon. None of us can eat. Roland, you're gonna have to get us doggy bags because honestly, I'm kind of hungry, and a free meal by the King of Chostan is gonna be great. You're the only one who's going to be able to really talk, with Ekrem being our translator. Me and Elle are just going to be standing in the background to beckon call at your every need.
Understood.
And of course, we'll keep up the thought talk so that what you need, we can do for you. So it's kind of like we instinctively know that you need your mouth wiped or need a bib.
You could definitely still eat. Why wouldn't you be able to eat in these new forms?
We're serfs.
Oh. Yeah.
Man, for a guy who understands the place around here, you don't really understand the place around here.
I really don't. Like, if you go back like 400 years, these people were pretty cool.
I don't believe it.
Anyway. I don't either. Shall we?
Because 200 years ago, they still sucked.
Yeah.
I think they sucked.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a perfect way to introduce us to the big, bad, evil guy. A luncheon.
All right.
I love it.
So he takes you guys up the trail where you guys were just leaving, and you come to the inner palace gates, we're going to call them. These things go about 60 feet up now. Guards patrolling heavily all the way up and around. And as you enter, basically, Luft just goes and puts his hands in the air, and the guard just shakes his head and opens the gate very slightly so you guys are able to squeak in.
You're missing all these opportunities, man.
Nothing.
Continue.
Currently, me and Elle have the crate on either one of our shoulders, and we're walking very rhythmically.
M-strong woman.
There seems to be a tune playing.
The path up to it is a large walkway with fountains on, many fountains, about four on each side, left and right, spurting up in different variations. There's a large garden here, with folks who just seem to be kind of milling and tending to the gardens. You see a lot of servants here and guardsmen. Like, this place is riddled. Like the end of an Assassin's Creed game. And as you kind of near, there's large pillars formed out of serpents that extend up to the roof here and the overhang. And you go up some stairs into this large open area. And the guards, a bunch of them, you can tell one a captain and the other's quite high ranking, kind of just walk up to Luf and into Asani. They basically ask him why he's here. And, the luncheon! And then they just simply point over to a small gazebo on the left, on the outside of the gardens. And even though it's small, it's still grandois, very large and extravagant. You see, like, gems in the path, just like the most opulent asshole this guy could be, and sitting at a very large round oak table, adorned with emeralds encrusted into the rim of it, with several chairs surrounding it, is a simple-looking human man, black hair, brown eyes, very olive skin, sitting there eating a bunch of purple grapes, and as he sees you approach, he just goes, Luft! My word, it's Luft! Please, take a seat. I haven't seen you in 2 days.
It's because air is invisible.
2 days?
And
Luft made it seem like it was a century. Good lord.
Luft just snaps and goes, and it's me! Boy, I don't know how to greet you anymore, my king. And he sits down directly away. And he goes, these are our friends. Anyways, let's eat. And he pulls back the chair for Roland, and he kind of slams you into the seat very roughly and quickly. Okay, what's on the course for today? And the king kind of smirks a little bit, looks you each in the eye, and then goes, you haven't had any plans to hurt me lately, have you? And he looks directly at Roland.
Of course not, my king.
You Does haven't even this? Kissed my ring.
Did he say that? Is he saying this in common?
Yes.
Okay. You need to be very specific with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In thought talk, Maple's like, kiss the fucking ring.
Lick the goddamn ring.
Also, Maple currently has his eyes crossed.
What? Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
You have a retarded surf there. Just like regular people.
Yeah, they're
I'm an asshole. Special. Good lord, they're all assholes.
Roland will stand up, bow in front of the king, and then kiss his ring.
Okay.
In thought talk, I'm going to ask Luthier if we're expected to be doing the same.
No, just people of power.
I'll go in thought talk. Yeah, if we touch the king, we're dead.
You don't see any immediate guards, but you have a 15 passive perception, Maple and Ekram?
yes.
Okay.
Why are you asking me the hard fucking question?
You do notice a few murder holes in the palace that are tipped with a bolt, an arrow pointed in your direction.
Murder holes.
Okay, hold on. I only have 14 perception.
You notice one less murder hole.
L, I mean.
I have 15.
Yes. Lil and L, and Ekram would see this.
Okay.
Roland with his 12, you're a lot focused on kissing the ring.
Yeah.
He's wearing very simple clothes. You'd expect it to be very extravagant. He has a large crown on the top of his head that is gleaming with jewels. But other than that, he's just got a silk shirt kind of in the nice weather and simple silk pants as well, both nice and white to take away from that heat. Simple, nice, regal tipped shoes. And his ring, though, is like, you know, the size of a large coin, and as you kiss it, the aura he sort of gives off is more of what you'd expect from a tyrant. Like, kiss it and leave, tell me your shit and leave, I'm here to have lunch, I don't fuck with poor people type aura.
Ah, okay.
So, no plans to kill me, that is always fantastic. Are you good with jokes?
I am not, but my servant Maple certainly is.
Oh,
and
perfect.
And then I look expectantly at Maple.
I love poor people humor. Hit me with one.
What have you done? What have you gotten me into? Is he telling me to tell a joke?
Yes.
Maple looks at Roland, gives a nod, and goes...
L speaks up and goes, my king, he's more of a method physical humor kind of guy. As you can see by his eyes, he's
poor.
Yeah. Very poor and very... I'm not sure there's a kind way to say that.
Ah. Oh my god.
All right. One serf walks into a bar and orders a hard grog. A second serf walks into a bar and orders a hard grog. A third serf walks into a bar and orders a hard grog. Because they're all poor, they can't afford it at all. Why did you laugh?
That was pretty good.
I'm gonna kill this motherfucker in sleep.
I just say it. King, I did not understand.
Must be lost upon the simple folk. And Luf just got like the most like deadpan face, just like, dear God.
We could do it. We could do it right fucking now. I'm ready. He's got a butter knife right in front of him. I'll shove it in his throat.
Sky.
Yes.
Given my own past. And everything. Am I getting any sort of, abyssal vibe off of him or anything? Or
you could maybe do a check to. He's not giving any like demonic or more powerful than he simply just seems like a human right now. So I don't know if there's a way you could confirm it without like using magic.
Hi. What about me?
Do you want to use Divine Sense?
It's not like it's magic.
While they're checking, can I try to make a joke to the ones the king?
Sure. He's not going to stop.
How about this joke? Did you hear about the new restaurant called Karma? There's no menu. You just get what you deserve.
Roland, that was a shit joke, what even for a guy who's cross-eyed right
now. What are you doing?
Oh, come on. That was great.
But I have to laugh anyway because I'm your serf.
Ah, I see he laughs at everything. That makes me feel a little bit better. I have to work on my material. You must understand. I killed the jester yesterday. So, my comedy is kind of... Apparently, there's an army on its way. Now, I'm not too sure where New Britus, of course, it's gotta be the humans. little slip of the tongue. We are not that intelligent by trade, aren't we?
You haven't told me the results of my divine sense.
He is definitely demonic.
Cool.
You a little bit start bleeding in your nose.
Sulfur.
That's not good.
Shall we eat? We'll give them some dog food. But we could have a wonderful meal. Do we prefer something light? Something airy? Something breathe? What about you? I haven't met you. I don't care for your name, though. I'm just going to point. You. He points at Roland.
In thought talk, I'm just like, shit, what do I say? Do I give him my real name or not?
He said he didn't care.
Just order some food.
And say, you're a businessman of...
He doesn't care. Just order some food.
Okay. The t-shirt variety.
Great King of Chostan. My name is Roland. Something light sounds nice. Do you have any sort of, like, bread dishes?
Bread! He stands up and smashes the table so loud, and from the garden rise up about four men clad in black robes who have their swords already pre-drawn. And he goes, bread sounds nice, actually. Was expecting more of a salad from you. And he sits down and goes, bread bowls? Soup? Soup.
I'll look at the olive oil.
Soup! Yeah, soup!
And their swords go back in the sheath and they descend back into the bushes, Homer Simpson style. And a waiter wearing very heavy, heavy plate mail basically just walks out. He more so waddles out onto the veranda and opens up his chest plate, revealing an entire array of bread soup. And he places two bowls in front of you, each, both Luft and Roland, and in front of the king, before closing the breastplate and standing there with his arms crossed. So, you look like you've got a weird friend, Luft. Tell me about your rise to fame, nobility. Do you control the people yet?
Roland, put salt in the soup before you eat it. It's a sign of good faith and courtesy.
What?
I'm just joking. Do not do that. He will kill you on the spot.
Yeah, don't spice anything.
Do you have any salt? Okay. Yes, the white people spice.
Salt. Nah, man, mayo.
Oh.
Yeah, egg jizz. Anyway, moving on.
Say you came to fame from the arena of Osnex?
I don't know. That's
just to reveal our history.
Yeah, that's really close to what we actually did.
Yeah.
Making t-shirts for a team that worked at
You are battled. An arena promoter.
Yes.
And this team has caught your eye because they were mighty and strong.
King, my noble family originates in Osnax, actually. We We oversee and promote teams in an arena that is played there. Teams that fight to the death against each other.
You and like blood sports?
Yes.
Ugh. Abysmal. I hate blood. Ugh.
I quickly wipe up my nose.
None of you are bleeding, are you?
So, you made some money? Do you control the arena?
I do not control the arena, but I do control the advertisement for the arena, and for certain teams as well, especially this new up-and-coming team called FEC.
Ooh, that's an interesting acronym. What does it stand for?
It stands for each team member's stage name.
Don't say my full name, just say E.
We
are in Thought Talk, so
yes.
Ecam.
That was in Thought Not. Do not say my full name.
Just out loud, don't.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Alright. what was it? It was Firefuck.
Yeah.
Yep, Firefuck. Ecam.
No, just E.
Eggham.
Eggham.
Eggham. There you go. Sure, Eggham.
Yeah.
Cold Shoulder.
And Kinsey.
Kinsey, yeah. Yeah, so their leader and strongest warrior is called Firefuck.
He sounds incredible.
Is called E. Cold Shoulder is their main damage dealer, and then Kensei is another powerhouse that they have.
I must see them. I'm not one for blood sports, but I have to meet them. Those names have to have a pass. Are they poor?
They come from varying backgrounds. Some poor, others of some nobility.
I love to watch poor people fight. You must call them. I need them here. I don't know why I checked my actual real life watch. I have to have them here in 3 days. You must have them in this courtyard.
Tell him one of them was a Grecian.
3 days? I think we can just about handle that. And in Thought Talk, I say, when exactly are the armies supposed to be here again?
Nine.
We still have a few days left. Yeah, nine. Like 8 days.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not 100% certain if we can get them here in that time, since Osnax is such a distance away.
Tell him they're bound by a devil's contract.
They are also bound by a devil's contract to the arena in order to fight, and so we will need to sort that out at the same time.
There's a devil running the, arena? Ah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys can get something worked out and get them here in 3 days. Because if not, I'll just kill you.
We're gonna have to fake our deaths, aren't we?
No, we're not gonna be looking like this.
We'll make it very, very easy. Luft! I will hire you as their personal assassin. So, if they are not here in 3 days, you will kill all four of them and bring me their wonderful heads. And we will put them... I've got 4 spikes on my gazebo here. 1 for each head. I don't much like the serfs, though, so we're going to have to pretty them up. They are ugly.
Yeah.
I take offense to that, since I haven't changed at all. It's like, really?
Well, serfs are mainly supposed to be useful, not exactly attractive, so that is why I hired them.
Really? That's why we reserve it for us high-end folk and nobility. Speaking of which, exactly. Your head will also be on that pike if you do not get them there. All right.
Of course, my lord.
Fine, I'll buy one of your shitty shirts, but you will finish your food and leave. And he stands up, and he goes towards the serf, and he goes, a large... I like it to be baggy.
And then I look over at them and say, the big one.
Pull out a 3XL.
Yeah. This
Maple
big.
Maple struggles to open the crate.
Smacks himself in the face.
And then he gets it open and he pulls out, he holds up one that seems a little too small that would choke around the neck.
I don't like turtlenecks.
Give him the feck snuggie.
And then he pulls out the right size.
Give me a wife beater. I'm fond of them.
You know, he's going to love it when I choke him out with his shirt.
I've just realized that sentence really works way too awful.
Did you not realize that when you said it?
Maple nods and immediately pulls out a large wife beater.
He doesn't
complete with beer stain.
Oh, perfect. He grabs it and throws it at the bodyguard. All right, whatever. Be wary and worship me. Also, for the future, I avoided today since Lust is my esteemed guest, but I have a longer title than my king. If you would learn it, that would be most spectacular. All right, 3 days in this courtyard. Later. And then he kind of like jizzazzes away from you guys, skipping.
Gross. Is your longer title?
And he says, now I'll have to do some executions of some serfs. And you guys are left kind of in the courtyard. A bunch of the assassins kind of get up and leave. Just the bodyguard kind of sits there with the muscle shirt kind of thrown over half of his head. And he just stands there looking a little bit displeased, waiting for you guys to finish.
Are we allowed to finish our lunch? I ask the guard.
He said to finish your lunch and then we need to go.
I think... I gotta change a fucking voice. Okay, I think we really need to just shovel it back and leave. He just grabs one bowl and he just throws it back and grabs the second. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And he picks you up.
I grab my bread.
As he's walking with the whole Red Bull, he shoves it into Ekrem and he goes, let's go, let's go. I know you like bowls. I saw you have a mushroom one the other day. And he starts speed walking out of the courtyard.
It's a cup.
How long have you been watching us?
Too long, too long. Let's go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. One for the other. There are crossbows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 18, actually. Whoa! And he starts like almost like jogging.
All right. They're going to move along and... Mabel's gonna think in his head, well, those characters are dead. We will never be able to bring them back again.
And he runs you guys for about an hour deep into their city, letting you skirt through the highways and outsides, before you end up at this small tower that goes about 3 stories high. And he just walks through the door instead of opening it, and I guess you guys would follow, or do you guys want to do something else?
I'll follow for now.
Okay. As you enter into an alchemical workshop, you almost feel like the gravity here has left you, and you can kind of like mildly float, very, very lightly float. And Luft sinks into a very large, lavish chair right near the bottom of the stairs that seem to circle their way up the tower. And he just goes, the fact that we are not dead is an incredible proclamation of your selling points and the quality of those t-shirts.
You'd find it funny how many times we've come to that exact situation.
Well, apparently you guys are comedians.
Also, we're going to have to steal some of his assassins and make them look like us.
Question, I thought you were on good terms with the king. Why were even you rushed out of there?
Okay, so here's the thing. When he told me to exterminate a bunch of the people, the cat folks doing drugs, they were his druggies, and he just kind of hoped that we'd kill each other off, and the luncheon was for him to confirm that I was still alive.
Oh, it's the catnip business, I see.
Ah.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm looking at you like that.
The cat people, their drug is catnip.
It's meth.
Yes, catnip. Catnip is meth for cats.
methamphetamine.
So, but no, we are going to have to find four people that you're going to have to supplement for us. And he's going to have to put their heads on a pike, because we cannot... these characters are dead. There's no way I'm going to show myself to him before the army arrives.
Here's the thing. Your...
It is not happening.
Your bodies are no... He dispels the altar stuff so you guys can feel regular. Mm. They don't know who you are personally. Mm-hmm. So we just lay it low. You do reconnaissance, whatever you need to do, as long as you don't get caught or seen. And then when the siege happens, it doesn't really matter. He can't execute somebody he can't find who no longer exists in this world.
He can execute you.
Oh!
Who's supposed to assassinate.
I will come after your heads, absolutely. Doesn't mean I'm a good assassin, I'm not. Spoilers.
Cool, what item do you drop?
Like, what's your whole drop table? Like, we just want the chances known.
Okay, so I have a 75% chance to drop a purple item, a 40% chance to drop a bunch of greens, and I usually have about 100 silver to about 30 gold on me. Not a whole lot.
You don't drop anything unique?
Yeah, like Luf's heart.
Why would I give you a second heart?
Would be cool.
Like Luf's eye? Maybe we'll be able to turn ourselves invisible?
I'm a cloak. Jesus. You guys gonna kill me?
What's hurt? No.
Just keeping our options open.
He is gauntlets.
Okay, what is, guys, you know what, I'm not even asking that one, we don't need to know that one.
She's that a helmet. Wet.
I think we do, but...
guys, there's that.
She's a helmet. More so a circlet.
Oh, God.
That's a wet circlet.
That was the plan originally, to sell t-shirts and do reconnaissance. We'll have to sell the t-shirts quickly, though, for the next 2 days. And then the third day, the merchants mysteriously die, aka we're gonna put body doubles, because me and you are going out on scouting missions, Roland.
Yes.
And we're going to kill the king's guards as we're doing those missions, so we can build up body doubles to take our place.
Oh, is that what we're going to do? Do you think
he has his own guards? I don't really want to know, because Luft is going to make them not look like his guards. And do you think he really recognizes his own people? Come on.
I can tell you he barely remembers me century to century.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Okay.
Also because it's different kings, but...
He wouldn't even recognize that my eyes were crossed. Come on.
I don't think he cared.
Yeah.
I think he just assumed that was just, you know, another surf problem.
We could give him a goat head, and he'd be like, oh, they were goat people.
I think he has some intelligence.
Are you sure?
No.
That's what I thought. Probably a hell of a lot of charisma. But lacking on intelligence, it would seem.
Woozy.
Maybe wise, but... because he had the wisdom to set up crossbows all over the place in case we tried to pull a move.
And guards hidden in the bushes and stuff.
Well, the guards are the normal. That crossbow trick, that's a nice little touch.
Yeah.
But, I do need to figure out a way to see in the dark, though. Because that is whenever I'm planning on moving. I'm the only one in my group that can't see in the dark.
You've been an assassin for this long and you haven't figured that out?
You know, sometimes I blindly stumble into my target. It gets very lucky sometimes.
So you guys are kind of just chilling around Luf's, we're going to call it tower apartment.
Luf's loft.
Luf's loft.
I don't like nice. That.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
How about Skyloft?
The shittiest Zelda game?
Or your name plus a place.
We're going to call it Luf Balloon. So you guys are chilling at Luf Balloon. There's 99 levels to this.
Oh god, it's a dungeon.
Roll for initiative, no.
This is on cred, baby. We're climbing all the way up.
Let's go. And as you're kind of relaxing, you hear a knock at the door. And Luff just, like, looks a little bit off and just goes, people don't knock. If it's the guards, they just open your door and accost you.
Should one of us get it?
Maple quickly puts himself above the door, blade ready, to decapitate whoever walks in.
All right, dude. I guess I'll grab it. He walks over and he, double checks and then just, like, looks at the rest of you guys and just shrugs, opens the door, and Geyser just walks in, pushes him to the side. Oh. Well, I'm here.
Oh. Maple shuts the door behind her.
And to L, she tosses two very slim leather gloves at you, and she goes, good news and bad news. There wasn't any way to capture it in Froye, but a wonderful man, apparently, who knew you by name, Leafin? Apparently, he was the catalyst for everything. Anyways, Kordinkaz is inside there. You'll find him through your mind palace or whatever you call it.
Is Leafin?
He was in like a tall mushroom. Underneath the scar?
Oh, God. Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
Snacks, isn't it? Not Froye.
Mushroom man. Did he send more mugs?
Yeah. She pulls out a small package that has four mugs in it.
Fuck! I love that guy.
Honestly, quick,
put him on a shirt.
Wait, I can actually have one of these mugs.
No, I'll they're mine.
Reach over and take one.
I will break his finger.
They had to be branded. Did they say feck on it? What has gone on with you guys since I left?
Oh, he listened to it. I love it. He listened to my pitch.
It's been a time.
All right. Well, I'm here. Erid is outside watching the doors. And,
how did you guys get here?
She's a elemental of water.
We got here.
In a desert.
Did you guys?
It rains.
Would you sometimes be surprised it rained earlier this morning? And there was a small sandstorm that carried me in.
Did you guys unplug the tunnel?
Yes, it is available, and the...
Cool. Now, with Erid here, how are we supposed to get word to the guys in the tunnel to come through?
I set up a messenger elemental. He will do his best to talk.
Okay, good. Because he's about to get a lot of men in that tunnel.
Euphemisms aside,
just one after the other, nonstop.
Sorry, is the tunnel only gaping certain... now?
I would say it's gaping. Erd pushes his way in. I would say I blew a hole right through it.
They're only dwarves though, so it's like a bunch of half men. So
you would know what that's like.
I would. Thanks.
You are half man.
Who?
You.
Did any of you know that no matter what size of a container you put water in, water keeps the same volume?
Unless the container is too small.
That's exactly what I was going to say, damn it.
All right, well.
So we met with the king. Nice, gent.
To put our heads on pikes.
Did you smash him?
No.
Oh.
He had way too many guards around at the time, all waiting to kill us.
Guard Schmartz, why don't we just go there now and take him out?
Not all of us have committed genocide before, so we don't know what it's like to face that many people at once.
It was three times! You can't put that on someone's record! Three times?! Oh, God, here it goes. I was accomplice to four of them. I
thought it was three.
There's Hold been a on lot now. More than three.
Again, guys, why are we even here?
All right. Well, very well. Give us a lowdown on everything, or a high down, whatever you call it. I have good news for everyone, and we can roll this into place.
So the mugs were the only bit of good news. Good.
We sold some shirts.
In thought talk, this woman has stolen my heart. Her kill count is higher than mine. Truly a blessed woman.
Please
who
don't.
Has experience.
Don't.
Don't do this to me. I can't have another one of her compatriots fall for this woman.
It is fine. Joseph's dead. We don't have to worry anymore.
The great part about all this is I haven't disconnected fucking Luft here from Thought Talk, so he's hearing all of this.
I want him to know the dirty, dirty like thoughts I have going through my
You are all horny.
I'm not. Jesus.
No, you are exclusively. I have seen and the way you look at those mushrooms.
They're ball shaped like his penis.
How do you Ooh. Know?
The volume of water.
Gross. First of all, gross. My guy! So you guys found the way into the palace?
We were let into the palace.
By your brother.
Oh,
he's apparently on good terms with the king.
Maybe don't tell him that.
But it was a great lunch. Thanks for inviting us.
Yes.
I snuck you all some bread bowl. And he hands out some bread bowl.
By the way, your brother likes to kill cats.
Oh, and he threatened to kill us if we can't deliver people. It's great.
Yeah.
He does many missions for the king, apparently, every once in a while.
Wow, just throw me out in the guillotine, will you?
We threw you out into the air.
You didn't meet your fucking shirt quota.
You missed the opportunity for that pun.
I'm trying not to pun this into existence so that I have to delete the entire episode.
Why? Oh. Elementals are nothing but puns.
Water and air would make mist, though, so you'd have to, have a strong breeze, hit geyser, and then you get sprayed by geyser.
Wait.
Isn't that every
fantasies
out of came out wrong. It came out wrong. Hold
Did
on.
Did this get into incest now, or what?
We've been this down that road before.
Okay, hold on. We're all friends with different have people. We're all friends with good people, but,
Did you just say the king was a good person?
Nope.
You just said we're all friends with good people.
And bad people. So there's two different categories. He falls into a very bad category. I've learned out he is a devil and absolutely is. Someone did. I did a sense. And
I did a sense.
He did a sense. And she might have done a sense. We're not too sure what she does. And we don't have a way in. But he knows of the human army from New Brianna's coming.
I summon my pact weapon, but as a shovel, and I just hand it to Luff. Just keep going. It's fine.
When Isn't did this the army poor from people? New Brianna start marching, anyway?
Apparently, Tim? You guys know Shade, right? Apparently they call him Tim. Yes, Tim. I was there for that, They made up a nickname when I was with Tim.
Yeah. Tib didn't roll off the tongue Tim. As easy as Tim.
In any case, he contacted the New Brainers army to stop the warfront and instead do a strike force of wizards, and they will be here in 6 days.
To come out the mirror.
Yes.
Cool.
They will try to injure as little people as possible. Mostly just going for the tyrant.
So you brought wizards to injure the littlest amount of people as possible. You hear yourself talking, right?
Wait, brought dwarven wizards?
No, they're human. God. The dwarves are a full vanguard. By the way, 30 ships is a bit overkill.
Not really.
We're fighting the king of hell. 30 ships isn't enough.
I guess we'll have to see how good you guys are.
Oh, yes, because the four of us are going to go against the king of hell. When the four elementals who have committed genocide, 12 times? I don't know, I lost count.
Hey, don't put me in with them. 8 times is enough.
Do you think we could get them here a little bit faster, actually?
Geyser could probably wind up, Luft could probably wind up their sails a little bit.
And then Geyser makes the ocean water clean and clear.
Or literally create a current.
Listen, I believe she won't create a whirlpool to kill all 30.
You know what? That does sound like fun. I'm going to be right back.
No.
Okay.
So, Tim just told me, bad news, dwarves are all dead.
I mean, don't get me wrong, you're hitting all the right buttons here, but we don't need a death of a 30 dwarf gyps right now. We need an army, not a...
Okay.
Not dead people.
I mean,
if we had the orb, we could use dead people, but
I can.
We don't need them right now.
I sped up the wind current, so they should be here in a couple more days, faster than
from
expected.
From here?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Why are we even here?
God, just nuke the castle and we're done.
Can we revive Ignacio in the few days that we have?
Can we combine them to make Captain Planet and just win?
I believe you'd have to find his body again.
Which is at the Sphinx.
Yes.
No, the Manticore.
Outside of the city.
We have a magic mirror carpet. Mm.
We have elementals who randomly got into the city.
Yeah, like, really. I'm pretty sure we could get there within the hour.
Yeah, but they don't want to waste their power on us.
Clearly.
We're lesser beings that deserve to be stepped on.
But we're the ones who have to kill the Prince of Hell. King of Hell.
Yeah, whatever. Right? They're relying on us for everything.
We're Plan Z?
That
is now being put into Plan A, I guess. Like, we're the unexpected team to go in and mess everything up. And if we fail, they have, like, 25 other plans to go forward.
Roland, like, turns to them, goes like, is this true?
Pretty much. Yeah. If this doesn't work, we're probably just gonna send the whole place down into the bottom of the earth.
Why not just do that to begin with? And just win.
Will die.
Because, you know, 8 genocides is enough.
But you're not...
I thought it...
Oh.
4.
What?
So you're going by multiples of 2 now. Very good.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not... I don't think we should revive Ignacio yet. I like his perks too much. That stagnant healing bonus is too good.
Roland, like, collapses into a chair and just, like, is, like, white as a sheet now as he realizes he's super expendable. And then he's just like, I miss Ignacio.
We all do.
He's right here. What are you talking about?
I rip out the heart. Yeah, he's right here.
That's your own heart. You are now just dead.
Ah, not the first time.
What? So, I need to go buy some night vision.
Because how does one buy night vision?
I don't know.
Why don't I just cast dark vision on you?
I mean, how long does that last?
A few hours? 4?
Oh, that'll work. Me and Roland can go scope the streets at night and bring some body doubles.
Okay.
That Luft can utilize as a bargaining chip, I guess. I don't know.
I thought we were just using them as cover.
Yeah, to cover our asses, so Lyft doesn't try to kill us.
You're gonna go do that now?
I mean, I'm down for getting a fancy cloak, but I'm not ready to fight that soon.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today. thank you so much.
A fancy cloak.
For watching. I am your Dungeon Master, Sky. And with me, as always, is the... very first, and always said first, Raz.
Oh, now you, fuck you. Just fuck you.
The most handsome Coop.
Ale.
The particularly adequate, adorably so, Core.
I guess I'm just adequate.
Yep, that's it. And I don't know, what's a good acronym?
Acronym?
Audacious.
There we go. We got an audacious Onyx.
I'm going to wear the whole family.
You will be Captain Planet.
Dude, if we actually...
I'll have the gauntlets of Earth, the cloak of wind, the bandana of water and the heart of fire.
Imagine the most epic item is a fucking bandana.
Just soaking wet bandana. Are. I love it.
And keeps you cool on a hot day, especially in the desert.
And you are Cholo Man.
You are Gringo. Perfect. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Watching what?
The show. And well, you're not watching or listening.
Because we are.
We are the Z Team. We're not the first team. We're not even your backup team. In fact, we're the last people you'd ever think to call for a podcast or anything. And really, we are the Z Team. And let's do some plugs. Raz, the first.
Nothing's changed. You can still just hit me up with Happy Cow Farms on Twitter, and that's about it.
Onyx.
You can plug my ass. I mean,
later, buddy. Later.
You can find us at Ready, Set, Roll. You know, doing some fun stuff and no other social media. Maybe my Twitch. I'm doing Twitch now. It's weird. Playing Dicey Dungeons.
What's your Twitch?
Onyx Robot.
Ah, very clever. Yeah. Coop, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. School is over, so I have more time to focus on other things.
Such like as your singing characters. Career. Oh, yeah, and learning spells. Core, what you got?
Hey, just gonna call a man out like that. Those fucking spells. I just have an Instagram. The Sandman19 has a bunch of pictures of my puppy, and I haven't put anything on there in forever. But
just take a picture today.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I'll do. Actually, I have one of me like doing a finger gun at her, and her looking really like sus.
Don't kill her.
I'm not going to.
Fair enough.
But yeah. She needs to surrender.
And I'm Sky. Find me at Skylar Carter on Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz. Please like and follow our show.
Oh, I said that out loud. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Way to kill the outro, Raz.
In the arms of the angel.
Well, this whole fucking thing is scrapped again, buddy.
I don't sing well enough to be copyright, nor is that 7 seconds. Thank you! Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.